I worked in Southmead for 38 years. 27, I taught at Greenway Boys School. I think the school was opened in 55. Previous to that, the children of Southmead used to be bused to Penpole. Well, when I started, I taught everything. Then I specialised in rural studies, and we built up a really great department where we had four or five teachers, and the school became known throughout Bristol. We had a large garden, which had to be maintained. We kept bees. We bottled our own honey and everything. We covered farming. We grew everything. Gourds, potatoes, carrots, turnips, everything that people would normally grow in a garden. And all the crops were sold, and we included winemaking, but no one was allowed to take wine home. The parents had to come up and collect.
Have you got any other stories about specific things that happened at the school?
We had grown all these fruits and everything was ready for picking. This was Friday. When I come in on the Monday, it had all gone. Somebody had been up and stolen it over the weekend, so they're not going to get away with this. So I'd seen the nurse and I'd got her to prepare some horrible tasting but harmless substance. So I got up on the stage and I said, the fruit had been sprayed with poison, so if you've eaten any of it, you are likely to have very serious problems. But if you come to me, I've got something prepared that you can drink. You will not be punished. So when I had five little ones there, they said they'd all been. So I made them drink this stuff and they spluttered and hated it. And that was that. And I thought, well, at least they'll think twice again. Anyway, after dinner, one of the little lads came back and he said, could he have some more? And I couldn't believe it. And I said, why? He said, my mother was stealing with us and I don't want her to die.